This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, hour number two on USA Radio, as well as hour number one of 2 hours today on Newsmax TV. I'm guest hosting for Joe Pags, a great guy. Love to be in for him. He always guest hosts for me because I have the hour following Joe Pags' show as Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, although it's listed at Comcast and a Dish and a DirecTV. It's listed as the Wayne Allen Root Show. The real name is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. There's no other show like it on American TV. I shoot from the hip for 3 hours, and that's what I did last night. I shot from the hip, and a caller called in on Newsmax TV in my third hour on Newsmax TV, and a caller said how terrible it is, and he just can't understand why Jews are the most wonderful people in the world, but why do they vote Democrat? And, of course, he knew he was talking to me, Wayne Allen Root, who is Jewish. And this has been a topic of mine on this Newsmax TV show for 2.5 years now, and 3.5 years on national radio with USA Radio. I'm always talking about the fact that I want a jexit, an exit from the Democratic Party by Jewish people in this country as they learn to appreciate that Donald Trump is the best friend Jews ever had and the greatest president in the history of America and the world for Israel. No president of any country in world history has ever been better to the Jews of Israel than Donald Trump. And I'm always quoting the stats in Israel. I believe it's like 95, 96, or 97% of Israelis vote him as their favorite American president of all time and have a positive image of President Trump. They love him. He's beloved. They've named cities after him, train stations after him. The list is long. So many things have been named after Trump in Israel that it's almost like the country of Israel could be called Israel Trump. And I say this on the air and I talk about it all the time. And so when that caller came in, I gave an off-the-cuff, shooting-from-the-hip response, and it's become the biggest news story in the United States of America. That I said that in Israel, Trump is beloved, and in Israel, they treat him like the second coming of God and like, the king of the Jews. As if that was a shoot-from-the-hip statement. No big deal. It was just something you say on national radio or national TV in response to a caller who says, why do Jews vote Democrat? And it's a big issue with me. I'm a Jewish Republican since almost the day I'm born. I've been fighting for Jews to become Republicans and conservatives. Back in 2003, CNBC did a story about my life, a profile about my life, 5 minutes long on CNBC, and they opened it live. And they said, here's one of the most unique people in America. He's the king of Vegas sports gambling, Wayne Allen Root. And we're going to profile his life as the number one sports gambler and handicapper in the world. But we want you to know that he's a Republican. His love of his life is politics. He wants to be a U.S. senator from the state of Nevada, and he hopes to convince the Jewish community to vote Republican. That was in 2003. And in 2003 or 2004, I became the founder and chairman of the Republican Jewish Coalition of the state of Nevada. So it's just funny. An announcement will be made in a matter of days that I'm going to be the new chairman of a new Jewish Republican organization in the state of Nevada. And I'm a very loud Republican Jewish voice all over the United States of America. So why was what I said last night such a big deal and such a big surprise? I've been saying it, if you tune into my show, all the time. Well, because something special happened this morning. President Trump watched my show last night, and he liked what I had to say, and so he had it transcribed, and he put it in a tweet, and he tweeted out with 3 or 4 different tweets the exact words that I said on the show last night. Again, not a prepared statement by me, not an editorial, not a commentary, just some opening remarks, just some remarks, excuse me, in response to a caller. You know, not the most important thing in the world. And they made it, the news media, into the biggest news story in America seconds ago as the show was just starting, as I was guest hosting for Pags. And by the way, Pags will be back on Monday. I'm subbing for him, guest hosting on today, Wednesday, tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday. And he'll be back next week, and I'm sure he'll guest host for me when I'm gone for a couple days for Labor Day. We do this for each other all the time. So great simpatico treatment here by Pags and Root. Pags and War, Wayne Allen Root. So it's just interesting, because as I was going on the air, I got a text from a friend who said, oh my God, David Muir just had you on the ABC Evening News. Now, who knows what he said? I was going on the air and I don't know what he said. Can't be good, because the media is so left-wing, they're such liars, they're so out to destroy Trump, and they can never admit they were wrong about Trump, so they have to keep attacking, and they have to try and claw and kick and punch him in the gut and pull him down and impeach him and stop his re-election so they could say they were right and they could be in control again and they could control the media and kill talk radio and kill Fox News and Newsmax TV. I'm telling you, that's what's going to happen. If they get control again, open borders and America's done, there will be no voice on the other side. Look what they tried to do to me today. They tried to silence me. They lied about me. They slandered me. They made up stories. They took things out of context. And most importantly, selective journalism. That's as bad as lying or taking things out of context. If you want to call somebody a conspiracy theorist because they ask questions about Jeffrey Epstein's death or Seth Rich's death, if someone who asks questions is a conspiracy theorist, according to the media, not a conservative host, a conspiracy theorist. If that's true, then do you have any idea what Joe Scarborough is on Morning Joe? Do you have any idea what Rachel Maddow is? Do you have any idea what Chris Cuomo is on CNN? These are people on the left that do nothing but promote conspiracy theories much more than ask questions, good questions, like me. I ask great questions. I ask questions of a lawyer and a smart businessman. But you know the questions they ask? They don't ask questions. They make statements. Trump's a tax cheat. Trump cheated. Trump did terrible things. Trump's a criminal. Trump was in collusion with Russia. All lies. They've never asked a question about Obama's IRS scandal. They never ask a question about any of the Democrats' big scandals. It's all whitewashed. It's all kicked under the rug. And anything they ask a question about or make a statement about, it's always wrong and it's always covered up. And they never mention it again. And nobody on the right listens to every word of Rachel Maddow's show because we vomit if we listened to every minute of Rachel Maddow's show. None of us could take it. But if you listened to every minute of Rachel Maddow's show and then you held her accountable for all the lies she's told and all the crazy fibs she's told and all the wild conspiracy theories, they're 1,000 times worse than us. Both sides are doing the same thing, by the way. I ask questions of liberal fraud and liberal scandal, and they ask questions of conservative fraud and conservative scandal, and both sides do it, but the only ones who ever call out one side is liberals go, that Wayne Rudy's a conspiracy theorist. Really? Because I ask good questions? Because I'm not stupid? Because I ask questions about Jeffrey Epstein's suicide/murder? I'm a conspiracy theorist? And they make up lies. Do you know what MSNBC said this morning? They said that the president is now listening to Wayne Allen Root. And that Wayne Allen Root was one of the original birthers. In my entire life, not once have I ever said anything about the birther movement or about where Obama was born or my belief that he was not born in the United States, because I don't believe that. I don't know. I don't believe he was. I don't believe he wasn't. I have no idea. I don't care. I've never gotten involved in it. I let others do it because they had expertise in the area of birth certificates. I don't. I don't know if something looks fake or real. So I've never gotten involved in it, never been a birther in my life. So what's the point of avoiding it for 10 years, avoiding it and then being called a birther anyway on MSNBC by Joe Scarborough this morning? Isn't that slander? Don't I have a right to sue NBC for $100 million? Never have I mentioned Obama's birth in my entire life. No one can catch me anywhere in 12 books that in them have hundreds of thousands of words. Each one of my books has 100,000 words at minimum. So you're talking about over 1 million words in books. Never did I mention Obama's birth. I had the number one book in the United States of America, The Ultimate Obama Survival Guide, in 2013. Not one word about Obama's birth. Not any of my columns mentioned Obama's birth. And not once on TV or radio have I ever discussed Obama's birth. So how am I a birther? Yet MSNBC identified me as a birther today. Because here's what they do. They take a lie that another magazine, newspaper, or liberal TV host says, and they make it fact, because if he said it, it's a fact. So if the New York Times publishes it, they just quote what the New York Times says, and they can't get in trouble. So Mother Jones, 5 years ago, called Wayne Root a birther. My lawyer said, we're going to sue you. They printed a correction. I call it a retraction. They wouldn't use the word retraction. They used the word correction, and they said, something to the effect, Wayne Root has never mentioned Obama's birth. And so they corrected the lie, the slander, and we didn't sue them. Do you know, since then, every liberal in the world that ever mentions Wayne Root says Wayne Root's a birther, basing it on a lie that's already been corrected. And I've never discussed the topic in my life. So this is what's going on. I'm going to mention it real quick, and then this entire rest of Pat's show will be taking your calls, and it'll be devoted to talking about the hottest news stories in America. Not me, but unfortunately right now I am the hottest news story in America. Earlier today I was trending as the number one name in the world on Twitter was Wayne Allen Root. Then it went to number two for a long period of time, and the number one story on Twitter was President Trump quoting Wayne Allen Root. It's been a long day, so and a wild day, and an exciting day, and a crazy day. So it's interesting that I'm guest hosting for Joe Pags today because I am the center of the entire media universe. Rush Limbaugh said some wonderful things today about me, and I'll give you that quote, and I'll tell you what the president said about me when we get back. And then we're on to your calls, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255, and then we're on to all the big hot topics in America today because there's got to be something going on in America besides Wayne Root talking about Trump and the Jews and Donald Trump retweeting Wayne Root's quote from Newsmax TV about Trump and the Jews and the media's response to Wayne Root and Donald Trump talking about Trump and the Jews. I know there's other news stories. I know there are. We'll get to them when we get back. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. That's what you're getting. See you in a sec. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered on USA Radio, hour number two. It's also the first hour on Newsmax TV. I'm guest hosting for Joe Padge today, and then I've got my usual Newsmax TV show in hour number three. That starts at 8 o'clock precisely. This one was at 6 minutes after the hour because of radio. We got the news and the weather and the traffic on stations all over the country, but we do away with that in hour number three, and I go straight to Newsmax TV. We got Bill O'Reilly on every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I interviewed Bill earlier today to talk about my very situation with the news media and how Trump retweeted me and how Trump was proud of what I said and what I said, whether Bill agrees with it, and the media and their whitewash of just every single possible thing liberals do but attacks on conservatives for every single thing conservative hosts do. It's just, it's beyond the pale. Let me read you real quick what Trump said about me today. I think it's important. Trump said, and what Rush Limbaugh said about me today. Rush Limbaugh said, this tweet comes from Wayne Allyn Root, who I think went to Columbia with Obama, correct, and has written about this in the past. And he said, President Trump is the greatest president for Jews and for Israel in the history of the world, not just America. He's the best president for Israel in the history of the world. And the Jewish people in Israel love him like he's the king of Israel. They love him like he's the second coming of God. But American Jews don't know him or like him. They don't even know what they're doing or saying anymore. It makes no sense. But that's okay. If he, meaning President Trump, keeps doing what he's doing, he's good for all Jews, blacks, gays, everyone. And importantly, he's good for everyone in America who wants a job. And then Rush Limbaugh says, that's Wayne Allyn Root's series of tweets. Trump responded, thank you, Wayne Allyn Root, for those very nice words. And so that was tweeted out in three separate tweets today by President Trump. And then Rush Limbaugh talked about it on his show. But what Rush didn't realize is they weren't tweets by me being retweeted by President Trump. They were my exact words said on my Newsmax TV show last night. So Trump had watched the show, which several in the media said. Trump watched Wayne Root's show and then retweeted a transcript of what Wayne said. Very different than what some people in the media thought. All right, let's grab a couple calls because we have a great guest coming up, Bernie Kerik, the former police commissioner of New York City, to talk about Jeffrey Epstein and that situation and that mess. So let's grab a few calls. J.D. in Las Vegas is on with Wayne Root. Hey, J.D.
Wayne, you've had a great career, but I think maybe today and yesterday might be the highlight. I'm giving you a new nickname, Nostradamus, for that speech that you made. That you made 4 days after he was elected that you read today was, you might want to read it again for the new audience. It was fantastic. So from now on, Nostradamus is, my code name for Wayne Allen Root. Great job. And
thank
I don't
you,
know if you got my text today regarding, one of, the local guys here. I'll use his initials, BS, has a local radio show. He said he was a sports guy, worked with you years ago, and he was critical of you too.
They all are, because they're all losers. They're all losers, every one of them. And they're jealous that the President of the United States quotes Wayne Root, and the President of the United States likes Wayne Root, and the President of the United States is friendly with Wayne Root, and they can't stand that, and they all hate the President, because they're all part of the deep state, the D.C. swamp. One of them, just the immediate industrial complex. They all stick together, and all the sports guys are just as liberal as all the news guys. You wouldn't believe it. I've been in the newsroom. I was the number one anchorman at CNBC, except I was the weekend sports anchorman and their lead anchor hosting five shows. In those days, it was called Financial News Network. Everyone in the newsroom was a liberal, and it hasn't changed. Everybody at Sports Illustrated is a liberal. Everybody you see quoted on ESPN is a liberal. Everybody on Fox Sports One's a liberal. They're all big liberals in the media. Every journalist, even the sports guys. And so they can't stand when a guy like me stands out and I'm different and I speak for the people. And you know what they're really jealous of? The people who like sports are all guys, and they're macho guys who played football in high school or played sports in high school, and they're all Republicans. They all support President Trump. So their own audience hates everything they believe in, and they can't stand that. So they're triple mad at Wayne Allen Root because I represent the people who like sports, and they don't. That's what it really comes down to. All right, thanks, J.D. By the way, J.D. was referring to on the radio show. I read the commentary that I wrote for Fox News just a few days after Trump was elected. And so it was November 20th, 2016. And I wrote, Trump is headed to the White House. Did we elect our first Jewish president? And I'll read that commentary in my show, the 8 o'clock hour show, 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific, on Newsmax TV, Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. So stay tuned. Stay through the PAGS hour and make sure you stay tuned and watch me in my third hour, because I want to read you my crystal ball. Because, man, I was clairvoyant. I predicted everything Trump would do to become known as, in my opinion, the greatest president for Jews and for the Jewish people and for Israel in the history of this country and the world. And I've said that, and I'll stick to it. I believe it's right. You know, I have a lot of Orthodox Jewish friends. They all believe that God sent Donald J. Trump to save Israel. And I think they're right, except I think he sent him to save the United States of America and the U.S. economy. Be right back.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says gun deaths in the United States are a public health issue. Speaking at the White House before heading off to Kentucky, the president says he does not want guns to end up in the hands of the insane and mentally ill.
We're working on background checks. There are things we can do, but we already have very serious background checks. We have strong background checks.
The president is in Kentucky meeting with veterans. The Department of Homeland Security is announcing some sweeping changes to U.S. immigration policy. They want to end the longstanding federal court agreement that limits how long the government can hold immigrant children in custody, which could lead families to be detained for months or even years. Acting DHS Secretary Kevin McAleenan says it's a step toward addressing the border situation.
What this will do is substantially increase our ability to end the catch-and-release challenges that have fueled this crisis for families.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure, you were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Wayne Allen Root.
raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root with a great guest. I'll get to him in just a second. It's Bernie Kerik, the former New York City police commissioner, and he was the police commissioner at probably the most important time in the history of the United States, let alone New York City, during 9/11. So he is was in an historic position, and he's a good friend of Wayne Root, a good friend of the show. We'll get to Bernie in just one second. First, I want to mention the sponsor of my radio show on USA Radio. It's Liberty Health Share. I'm guest hosting for Joe Pags during this hour on Newsmax TV. So normally, this is just my radio hour, and I got to get my sponsors in. So Liberty Health Share is the sponsor of this show. Liberty Health Share is a Christian health sharing organization. It's an alternative to health insurance. I used to spend $2,000 a month. It was bankrupting me. It was destroying me, as it has so many middle-class and upper-middle-class people and small business owners across America, and they were covering nothing. And now I pay $4.99 a month, and my four kids are covered, and it covers everything, and they've been great to me. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where to access health care. There are no networks. You choose your doctor. You choose the hospital. Doesn't matter where it is. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year, and it starts at $107 a month for a single, $449 a month for a family, and it is amazing. When I had kidney stones back in February, and I actually missed 2 days on the air. That's it. I missed 2 days with terrible kidney stones and surgery. They paid for the entire thing, the doctor, and then the surgeon, and then the anesthesiologist, and then the hospital, and then the post-op care, all of it paid for. All I had to pay was a small deductible, and I thank you, thank you, thank you. Liberty HealthShare, great job. Call them at 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or the website is lightyourliberty.com. They are the sponsor of my USA radio show for 3 years now. My guest is Bernie Kerik, former New York City police commissioner during 9/11, meaning the World Trade Center attacks in 2001. Him and I got together in Las Vegas for breakfast this past weekend. Had a great time. I love catching up with Bernie because he is one of the great New York personalities of all time. Bernie Kerik, welcome to Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered. How are you?
Thanks, Wayne. I'm doing okay.
So the New York City police are not doing okay, right? I mean, there's all kinds of problems. Let's actually start at the fact that this weekend, cops responded to a bad situation in Brooklyn, and they ran into a project neighborhood, projects meaning the buildings filled with people who are, their rent's paid by the government, and all those people seemed to be rather unfriendly to the police, and they were throwing objects at them and bricks at them and calling them names and using terrible curse words, and they hurt three New York City policemen by throwing things off the roof, which could kill you, paralyze you, leave you brain dead, leave you damaged for life. Terrible, terrible stuff. Thank God the injuries were not, my understanding is, that bad. But it was a very bad situation, and it's just amazing to me that there are people in this world that don't understand police are there to help you. Even in a neighborhood that's filled with hoods, they're the ones that are there to keep you from being hurt by the hoods. They want to defend the good people. They're there to risk their lives to save and help yours and protect yours, and yet so many people hate them, and that's causing morale problems in New York City police, correct?
Yes, it is, Wayne, but I have to tell you, this is a national problem.
Right.
This is not just a New York City problem. This is
right.
a problem in every city around the country.
Look at Philadelphia, right? Philadelphia last week.
Exactly. Philadelphia, it's Sacramento, San Francisco, Chicago, Baltimore. I can go on and on. These cities that have democratic leadership and that have failed to secure them and create safe zones and hold people accountable for criminal conduct, that's where this stuff is going. And these people, these thugs and these people out there that continue to attack the cops, they're emboldened by the left. They're emboldened by the political leaders that fail to call them to account for their actions. So, you know, this is stuff that, you know, back in the 90s, look, in 1994 when Giuliani came in and took over New York City, we had the highest crime rates in the country. New York City was filthy, dirty, it was unmanageable, and people said, they changed it. for every percentage point we reduce violent crime and murder, I could show you increases in economic development, real estate values, tourism, and so much more. And that's what everybody's complaining about today. You know, people...
Bernie, we're starting to lose you. I don't know if you're on a cell phone, but we can't hear you. Try and not move around, because I'm telling you, we're doing perfect, and then you kind of disappeared on me. But you said that Giuliani was doing... There you go. Much better. There you go.
Giuliani came in, and for every percentage point, we reduced murder and violence. We saw increases in economic development, real estate value, tourism, and everything else. And he tried to make people understand, nobody's going to live, work, visit, or go to school in a place where they don't feel safe. So until you clean up these ghettos and you make them safe, and the leadership holds people accountable for criminal conduct, they're going to remain ghettos for eternally, because nobody's going to go there. Nobody's going to go there. And that's what the Democrats don't understand.
And Democrats want to make it like a white-black racist issue, and it's really not, because even if the ghetto's black, not all the cops are white. A lot of the cops are black, and the cops who are white are risking their lives to keep good, law-abiding black citizens safe. It's really an issue of bad guys against good guys in blue is really what it is, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Go ahead, your response.
Yeah, but you know what, Wayne? Here's what you have to look at. Don't put color aside for a second. I don't care what color they are.
Right.
Cops are going to where the violent crime is.
Right.
That's where they're dispatched. They're not going into communities where there's no crime. They're going where there is violent crime, where there's a continual crime pattern, where there's high murder rates, where there's high gun rates. That's where they're going. They don't care what color it is. They don't give a damn what color it is. They're
right.
Going where the crime is. And if that's where the crime is, that's where they're going, and they have to address it. The problem we have today... Cops are demoralized, they're demeaned, they're degraded, they're disrespected constantly. The Democratic leadership don't stand up for them, and therefore, you think they're going to be proactive or preemptive? No, they're not. They're not. They're not going to put their jobs and their lives on the line for a leader, whether it's the department's leader or whether it's the political leaders.
Whether it's De Blasio.
If they're not going to be supported, forget De Blasio is... He is honestly, Wayne, is somebody that, you know, ran the New York City Police Department. This guy is the worst mayor in the history of New York City.
Right.
In the history of New York.
Oh, Democrats.
We've never had a worse
Everybody
mayor.
Hates him, right? Everyone in New York hates him. The guy's, you know, universally disliked. And the people who show up at his presidential gatherings in Iowa are anywhere between 0 and 5 people. I mean, Trump has 20,000 in his stadium, and this guy gets 0, 1, 2, 3. In some polls, he's at 0, not 0%. 0. There isn't one person in a poll of 1,000 who picks De Blasio. So he's
and
a real winner.
To show you, hey, Wayne. You know, it reminds me, just to give you an idea of what he's thinking as he's running for president, he actually said this to a reporter the other day. He believes he could beat Donald Trump because he's taller. That's what it's all about. He said it's all
Scary.
About height. And I'm
Scary
taller
stuff.
Than him, so I can
win. All right, let's move on to another topic. Obviously, the morals of police officers is a huge, significant topic because it's the thin blue line. It's what keeps us safe in this country. But you and I aren't going to solve that today. I mean, in Democrat cities run 100% by Democrat leaders, you're not going to solve that issue. There's no Republicans in sight. There's nothing you can do. Democrats aren't going to change. But let's talk about Jeffrey Epstein, because that's one of the biggest news stories of the year 2019. How does a guy commit suicide or get murdered, whatever it may be, but the medical examiner did say suicide. How does that happen in the Manhattan Correctional Center when no one had ever committed suicide, is my understanding, in the 40-year history of that prison? How is the most high-profile prisoner in the United States of America able to do what no one's ever done in the history of that prison?
Well, it's pretty much the result of a couple of things. One, mismanagement, incompetence, misconduct. Things like that will happen in jails or prisons when the correctional staff are not doing their job. And in this case, not only did they not do their job, they then tried to cover up not doing their job after the fact. I'm quite familiar with the housing area where Epstein was. He was in a solitary confinement unit. He was not in a suicide watch unit. He was in solitary confinement. He was in a cell that had a double bunk bed. And I can tell you, as somebody that, and I think you know this, I ran Rikers Island and the New York City jail system for close to 6 years. We had 133,000 inmate admissions per year. I had 13,000 staff members. Every year around the country, we have about 4,000, right around 4,000 suicides in various prisons, federal, state, local jails, all over the country. This stuff happens every day, but it's going to happen more so when you have staff that's not doing their job. And in this case, the failures to do your job on the correctional at the lowest level, to do the bed checks they were required to do every 15 to 30 minutes. But where was the first line supervisor? Where was the psychological services people? Who took him off suicide watch? This is a guy that left a Learjet and a yacht, and you stick him in a solitary confinement cell that's 15 by 8. And he knows in the back of his mind, he's doing 45 years to life. He knows his demons. He knows what he's done. If he's convicted, he's never coming out of that cell. What do you do?
Well, and by the way, the most important question is, how is it possible the videos were malfunctioning? How is it possible there were no videos watching what happened just coincidentally at the same time the first guy to ever successfully commit suicide in 40 years, who's the most high-profile prisoner in America, and the guards are either asleep or they're not doing their rounds, what they're supposed to do? So many unanswered questions and weird things. Hey, Bernie, we got to run. Bernie Kerik, former New York City police commissioner during 9/11, great guy and my friend. Thank you, Bernie. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for AmpFest 19. AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, head to the Trump Doral Hotel, October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headline speakers at AmpFest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Strzok of the Walkaway Movement, and get this, Donald Trump Jr., just agreed to speak. And how about Wayne Alaroot? I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by the one and only Alveda King. To register for AmpFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Raw and unfiltered. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio as well as Newsmax TV. And by the way, you can hear my radio show 3 hours a day, every day at usaradio.com. Call your local conservative radio station. Tell them you demand Wayne Allyn Root. And if they won't take Wayne Allyn Root, then you can listen at usaradio.com on your laptop, desktop, iPhone, etc., etc. And just click on Listen Live Now, and boom, I'm on 3 hours a day. Or go to iHeartRadio and get me 3 hours a day on demand. Actually, you get me 24 hours a day on demand, my entire 3 hours. Our show, not just today's, but yesterday's and the day before and the day before, etc., etc. The sponsor of my national radio program on USA, AmpFest 19, which is a Trump fest, the most entertaining political event of the year that is happening in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida, October 10th to 12th. The speakers include Donald Trump Jr. and Sarah Huckabee Sanders and Dinesh D'Souza and Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and yours truly, Wayne Allyn Root, is one of the headliners. So if you want to see us all in Miami, Florida, and it's more than just speeches, most of these events are just speeches. This one features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament. Guess who's hosting that one? Yours truly. A golf tournament, a comedy night, a pool party, a yacht party, a fashion show, a movie screening, a Women for Trump social, and a prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. All you do to register is go to AmericanPriority.com October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. I'll be one of the lead speakers along with Donald Trump Jr. and Sarah Huckabee Sanders October 10th to 12th. Go to AmericanPriority.com. All right, back to the show. We're taking calls at 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. And if you don't get through now, just stay on the line, because my show, I'm guest hosting for Joe Pags, who'll be back on Monday. I'm here today, Thursday, and Friday for Joe Pags. On Monday, Joe comes back. But in the meantime, my show starts in just about 6 minutes. So if you're on the line and I don't get you, I'm going to get you in my hour of the show. We've also got Bill O'Reilly every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. My interview with him earlier today about what's happening happened with me and President Trump and my quote from last night's Newsmax show that was tweeted by President Trump, O'Reilly's reaction to it. That'll be on my show in just about 5 minutes from now, so make sure you stay tuned. I've also got my commentary that I want to read to you from Fox News from days after Trump was elected. I wrote the commentary, have we just elected our first Jewish president, Donald J. Trump? And I proved in that commentary that he is, just like Clinton, Bill Clinton was considered the first black president, even though he wasn't black. I felt and still do believe we've elected a guy sent us by God to save Israel, save America, save the U.S. economy, save the middle class, and we have elected a guy who, for all intents and purposes, first Jewish president. I happen to be Jewish. So the media is losing their minds, and the reason why is they lose their minds with a Ben Carson or a Herman Cain, right? Anybody black who dares to question why black people vote Democrat and what a mistake it is. Now, Democrats have done nothing for them. They lose their minds, and they try and destroy any black person that gets off the reservation, or as they sometimes say, the plantation. Well, they're doing the same thing to me. Wayne Root dared to question Jews voting Democrat, and President Trump took my cue, and he went in that same direction, and they're losing their minds. But it doesn't make any sense for American Jews to continue to vote Democrat. The Democratic Party, not only do, you know, they do nothing for blacks, but for Jews, they do less than nothing. They do damage. Because if you are an educated group, as the Jewish people are, if you own small businesses in a very high percentage, I believe the highest percentage in America, the Jewish people do, if you earn a very nice income, which many Jewish people do, if you love Israel, which most Jewish people do, President Trump's been great for you. Just like he's created the lowest black unemployment, the lowest Hispanic unemployment, the lowest female unemployment in 50 years, the lowest youth unemployment in 50 years, he's been great. Any Jewish entrepreneur, any Jewish businessman or woman, any Jewish small business owner, any Jewish person who loves Israel, any Jewish person who loves their family. Trump has been a fabulous president for the Jewish people, and if you vote Democrat, you're voting for Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib. You're voting for people that hate you. You must be self-hating. You must be self-destructive. Dennis Prager coined that phrase 30 years ago. Dennis Prager said, any Jew that votes Democrat is self-hating. Well, here it is all these years later. In those days, there were lots of Democrats who I disagreed with, but they were very good friends of Israel. And they were very nice people. We just had a disagreement about politics. But today's Democratic politician? No. They're socialists. And they are anti-Israel. And they are anti-Semitic. And they've said nothing, as Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar just savage America's Jewish people and also the Jewish people of Israel. Savage us. And they've said nothing, which makes them complicit in it all. And don't forget, as I point out on my show all the time, socialism has never led to anything good happening for the Jewish people. Whether it be the Socialist Party of Adolf Hitler, which it was, very few people in the media will ever admit that to you. It was the National Socialist Party for Adolf Hitler in Nazi Germany. And very few people will talk about Soviet Union, Cuba, Venezuela, People's Republic of China. Anywhere in the world where there are communist socialist leaders, leadership, country dominated by Marxism, Jews don't fare well. They're the first group they go after. So for American Jews to vote for socialists like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, it's heading in a bad direction, folks. You're voting against your own self-interest. That's the point I'm making. It's I'm right over the bullseye. The flak is heaviest when you're right over the bullseye. Democrats want to take me out. The liberal media wants to take me out. They all want to attack me and savage me the way they attack President Trump every day. And people wonder, how does this poor guy, President Trump, get up every morning? The savage attacks on him. I know exactly how he feels as of today. Pat will be back on Monday. I'll be here Thursday and Friday. Now it's time for Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes,
minerals and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.